Thank you. First and foremost, I'd like to greet you and commend you on the steering of this meeting and provide you with my delegation's support to ensure that it is successful and to ensure the success of the preparatory process for the fifth review conference. In a preliminary fashion, I'd like to refer to some aspects on the declaration and action plan. My delegation would like to underscore our recognition for the collaborative work amongst affected states, donor states, international organizations, and civil society. When it comes to the draft CMREP Anchor Action Plan, we find therein significant elements, particularly for Colombia. We have similar circumstances with other affected states, and we find this to be particularly important. Firstly, measures related to the impact of the anti-mine actions and its effects on the environment. This is an important issue for my country. Furthermore, we feel it important to adopt an adaptation approach to local contexts, because this paves the way for bearing in mind how different areas are affected. In other words, there are specific features to each case, and this relates to each affected state party. And also compliance with the convention because of active contamination. Colombia continues to be an affected state party because of the use of anti-personnel landmines on the part of non-state armed actors, and thus their reference in the action plan of CMREP is of interest to us, and it needs to be further strengthened and bolstered as part of the convention. We will be very much willing to enter into a dialogue on this topic, because we note that there are different views, so as to reach the best possible consensus, as has always been the collaborative attitude of my country, I think.